Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about mistakes. So let's get into it. So the questioning question was, Frederick, when you face production incidents, do you take the learnings and incorporate them into your PR review process to avoid them in the future? Well, yeah, as much as one can, I suppose. But yes, if there are issues with production and so forth, you try to remember what went wrong. And the thing that is worth knowing here is that it doesn't really reflect reality, to me at the very least, to say that you're always going to learn from your mistakes or you're going to fix things just because they cause an issue, if that makes sense. So let me explain that a little bit. So the way it works basically is that each team that you work with is going to behave a little bit differently, and on average there are some issues where you will fix them basically immediately. And there are some issues that you won't actually be able to code away. And then there are some issues which you will blatantly just ignore because it's no one cares enough to do much about it. Let me explain that as well. So the way it's going to work almost every time, depending on, like, of course, your specific company and so forth, but on average this is the way it works in all the companies that at least I've been working in, is that when you get a bug report or an incident in production, you're going to make an evaluation and check whether or not it's worth fixing that thing that is wrong in production. And you're most likely going to create a bug card for it, or like some type of representation of the work. Or if it's really critical, or if you're working in a more ad hoc fashion, you're basically just going to create a feature branch immediately and start working. Once that fix is in place, depending on what it is, you may or may not do a post-mortem on the thing, basically meaning that you're going to evaluate why the thing happened in the first place. And here is the key moment now. What led up to the issue and what was the issue is 9 times out of 10 something that is not going to be possible for you to quote-unquote think about in the future. Because 9 times out of 10 it's going to be, even if you like try your hardest to push people to use test-driven development, etc., etc., almost every production issue you're going to have is down to either some type of faulty design with an external system or something like that, or it's going to be down to a human mistake of some sort, almost always, if you're working with good people. It's very, very rare that it's going to be something that you consciously can control in the moment. Basically, what I'm saying to you is that even if you ask people to write unit tests, even if you ask them to write integration tests, etc., etc., most of the time, the issue is going to be in a logical sense, if that makes sense. Like, your production issues are going to be much more dependent on things that are very, very difficult to scrub away and to, in many cases, learn from, if that makes sense. You can absolutely learn from your mistakes. I'm not saying that you're not going to. I'm saying that it's very difficult for you to do more than go through the experience and then sort of remember what happened last time. But unfortunately, if the thing that happened last time was one of those sort of things where people don't really, well, you don't fret so much about it, it's very likely that you may not have exactly that issue again. But the mistakes that you made that led up to that issue, such as, you know, skipping unit tests or just being lazy one day or being tired or being distracted and like rogue pushing something that you were quote unquote sure was going to work, so forth, all that stuff is probably still going to happen, because as I like to say, consistency over time is not a human, like, it's not something that humans are good with. We are very, very good at getting excited and being really, really good at something and for a short period of time, but it's very difficult to change behavior over time. And it's even increasingly difficult to do that, like, right now. Yeah, and a classic one is, as a junior level software developer might be scared shitless to release something into production, and like they're gonna feel really, really bad usually when something breaks. But once the fear and anxiety is over, 5-6 months later or whatever, you're not gonna feel the same way anymore. You're mostly like, your memory's probably like, you might still be intimidated when it comes to moving something out into production, but you're not gonna have that same the sense of urgency is not going to be there. And you're most likely going to have bad days where you're doing less of a great job, if that makes sense. And that is true for every single software developer. There is no exception to this. And this is the thing that I think is very important for a lot of companies and teams to understand, that the cost of making a mistake as a software developer is usually that production breaks or some type of issue happens, and those mistakes are inevitable because you're dealing with humans. And so my suggestion to people is that you should absolutely learn from production incidents and so forth, but when you sort of understand that the vast majority of the incidents are human error, or like that someone quote-unquote didn't check the logic well enough, there weren't enough unit tests, or someone didn't check the code review well enough, you can always do a better job. That's sort of the problem. But if everybody's doing their best job, there's not much more you can do. It's sort of like telling someone who doesn't win a race that you should just run faster, or you should just drive faster, or whatever. That's not a solution. That's a reminder, and then you commit to doing better, which hopefully is what you are doing already. And so I think that you should have a plan for that. My suggestion to you is to sort of accept that you're going to have these sorts of issues and invest in rollback strategies and feature flagging, etc., etc., these sorts of mitigating things where if something breaks in production, you can rectify the problem very, very efficiently and quickly. In other words, I like to say that the best ambition for a team is not so much to, I mean, you're always learning, but don't make the learning from your mistakes your focus. Make the cost of failure as low as possible. That's what you should aim for, because you're going to fail, and the less problems you have from failure, then controlling the blast radius and all that good stuff, is the better for you, in my personal opinion. Because sometimes you're not going to ever be able to fix, like, you're never going to be able to fix a problem where you have people who miss something in a code review, or someone who isn't all that great at coding might make a mistake, or there's tons of things that can go wrong that you can't really learn from, at least not in any way that's going to prevent these sorts of production issues that happen on basically, I would say, a weekly or maybe a monthly basis. It's not feasible. So what I want you to take away from this is that I think that, sure, like, learning from production issues is definitely something you should be doing, but I mean, a person who is paying attention is probably learning from all kinds of things at the same time, regardless of if it's a production issue or if it's just another work day. So I think that that is a little bit loose, because the reality is that for a lot of issues that you have and bugs, you're not going to be able to just make a mental commitment to say, I'm never going to do this again, because you're going to. The vast majority, there is a reason why you have bugs in practically every system. It's basically impossible to not have it. And so my suggestion is that you should you continue learning from your mistakes, which you're probably going to do for the rest of your life, regardless of what you do. But also invest in making the cost of failure as low as possible. And you usually do that best by having basically rollback strategies, feature flagging, etc., etc. And then, of course, have your quality checks. Make sure that you're using tests, etc., etc. But you will probably figure out very soon as well that a fair bit of like bugs and so forth, they are put on the pile in the backlog. And some of them are so minor and so forth that you don't really care about them, because not all bugs are created equally. And I can basically promise you that sooner or later you're going to be in one of those teams or find yourself caring less and less about the fact that something isn't working in production. Because the reality is that you have a million things to do all the time as a software developer, and you can't work on all of it at the same time. And it really comes down to your team spirit and your team values and your product owners and stakeholders and so forth as to what issues gets fixed and what simply gets left and killed, that what gets killed by the backlog. So as I said, to me it's a more sustainable idea to mitigate to reduce the cost of failure, as opposed to just saying that I'm all just mentally committing to doing better. Because as I said, it's like saying that athletes should just be better at what they're doing. That's great, that's probably what everybody should be doing, but that's not going to happen magically. Have a great day.